This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. I talk to people all the time who say, oh, I would love to travel to the land of Israel. I read things in the Bible, but I would love to experience it firsthand. I just don't know how to do that. Well, that's what this show is all about. We're talking to Ryan Talley, who is the faith-based public relations director for the Israel Ministry of Tourism's North American Christian Team, the Midwest region, about travel to Israel and why it is absolutely life-changing.
You know, when we talk about Jesus and Jesus' ministry in Capernaum and then he would go to Jerusalem, that was the distance, you know, that was kind of far.
Right. After going there, you realize the distances, the geography, the weather, the climate, the culture. Well, you really, if you're reading scripture, you should be reading it context as king and understanding the culture of the day. You realize that Jerusalem to Capernaum is a 24-hour nonstop walk. So it really would have taken them about a week to get to Jerusalem, and they're commanded to go to Jerusalem at least three times a year. And so you think about these things, and you think about the travels, and you think about the disciples walking with him.
We just are trying to plant a seed in your heart right now to consider a trip to Israel, because it will literally be life-changing as you see the culture, as you see the context of what you read about in the scripture and the geography. It all comes together when you're reading this in the scripture. You know, thinking about the time that you were there in the land of Israel, what just pops out of your mind, you know, about like, wow, I didn't know this. And there's probably a thousand things that you can talk about, but give me a few of them right now.
So many things. Like whenever you envision Israel, like if you've never been and you're reading your scripture and you envision Israel, you might have ideas from TV shows or from movies and it's all brown and dead and dusty. And honestly, if you've read Mark Twain, it was that. And that's what's amazing about seeing it now post-1948. If you go there, you're stepping into prophecy. You are a part of prophecy because the Jews came back and the land came back, and it's continuing to come back. The more the Jews come back to their land, the more the land is going to come back. And you can go and see and be a part of that. You can really be a part of Scripture, not to just read it, but to live it, to be a part of it. Some of the things that I've seen there in Hippos, for example, Susita is a location that a lot of people really couldn't get to for a long time. And the Ministry of Tourism and the Nature and Parks Authority, the Israel Nature and Parks Authority, have really worked hard on remodeling and rejuvenating these places so that it's accessible for people that couldn't normally go to actually go and see these places. Hippos, for example, was the bright city on the hill in the area of the Decapolis. It was one of the 10 cities that was across the Kinneret, across the Sea of Galilee. So every time Yeshua was saying, okay, I need to go to the other side, he wasn't just simply crossing the lake. He was saying, I have to escape. I'm going to go to a new kingdom. So I'm going to cross this sea to this Gentile area where they're not going to follow me. And what's he see? He sees a demoniac and he heals them. And, you know, this is the story of the pigs, and they run off. And why were there pigs there? Well, there was a temple to Zeus there, and they would sacrifice pigs to Zeus. Thinking about it now, they've recently found the largest baptismal site in all of Israel at Hippos. Well, what happened? The demoniac asked Jesus, take me with you. And he says, no, you go and tell them. And there's proof. You can dig up proof constantly. You know, they found the stone that had King David's name on it in Tel Dan. They've got the Abraham's Gate in Tel Dan. There's new findings all the time. They just recently found the actual location of Bethsaida, which is where Peter's from. And what did they find? They found Greek inscriptions saying, you know, the chief of the apostles in Greek, dated to the first century and second century. It's just remarkable.
Your journey to Israel can start when you visit this website, holyland.israel.travel. That's holyland.israel.travel. A lot of great information on that website. Consider a trip to Israel. It is definitely life-changing. Get a podcast of the show at AFR.net or wherever you get your podcast. Just search for The Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.